They're sort of holding themselves for wave and support. We're going to wait and see what happens.
This is Jeremy Gates. We were just talking about the medicinal
marijuana. Yeah, not 1405. That one I've seen.
So this is endorsing.
Hey!
1405, I'm aware of.
What's going on?
We're taking a picture.
Photo op. We did a few pages.
What's going on here?
A little photo op?
Absolutely.
Committee selfie.
Where's this one going to get published?
Yeah. No. I want this in private. You're good looking. Now I got everybody.
Yeah, same thing. It scared me from them.
Please.
Oh, okay.
That was quick. I always look before I time work.
This is
your wedding.
All right, I'll photobomb when they finish. I'll be right up in it.
Back out there. Oh, yeah.
What's the bill?
Okay. Everyone, we're going to go ahead and call the rulemaking oversight and repeal subcommittee to order. Let's go ahead and start the meeting by calling the roll.
Representative Anton.
Here.
Representative Gates.
Here.
Representative Hudson.
Here.
Representative Kerner.
Here.
Representative Magar.
Here.
Representative Ray.
Here.
Representative Richardson.
Here.
Vice Chair Santiago.
Here.
Representative Stubbe.
Here.
Representative Torres.
Here.
Democratic Ranked Member Watson.
Present.
Chair Wood.
I'm present. Okay. Anyone wishing to address the committee today, please make sure that you fill out and submit the provided appearance record. And everyone in the room, please make sure that all electronic devices are turned off or on silent so that we do not interrupt the meeting. And it's my great pleasure to recognize our returning committee member. It's so nice to hear her voice. And when she said present, we're all happy that she's back. And she informed me that she watched every one of our meetings. So she's up. She's right up to date to where the committee is. So we're looking forward to her participation. Okay, members. The main point of business today is a consideration of PCB RORS 1405, which is a ratification of the Office of Insurance Regulation Rules. And Representative Stubbe is going to present the bill. Representative, you can either present from where you're sitting, or if you want to, whatever you want to do, if you want to go to the.
It's chair's preference, wherever you like.
It's your preference, so you go ahead and proceed then. Thank you. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is PCB RORS 14-5. The PCB ratifies an office, an OIR regulation, Office of Insurance Regulation rule, adopted by the Financial Services Commission. The rule implements 627.782 sub 8, authorizing OIR to require the licensed title insurers and agents to submit statistical information for analysis of premium rates, retention rates, and the condition of the title insurance industry. The statute requires the licensed industry participants to maintain the required information and annual submission of the data by March 31st. The rule outlines the data elements and requirements for data submission and adopts forms. The rule permits each market participant to select their own software and processes for data collection and management. According to the OIR and industry participants, the rule was developed by consensus with the affected stakeholders. The CERC estimates 2,000 participants may incur initial cost of $1,000 and annual cost of $2,000 to comply. The total five-year estimate is $22 million. The rule and CERC are in your meeting materials. If you have any questions, I will take them at the time. And if there's technical questions, staff, obviously, who worked on the PCB are available to answer those questions. That is the PCB, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Representative. Any members of the committee have any questions? Okay. Then we'll move on to public testimony. Our first presenter will be, and I guess this is Shelley Stewart, and she is a president of Southern Title, which is an independent title agent. Okay, thank you very much. And then the next appearance record that we have is Jim Russell, the vice president of Old Republic National Title Insurance Company.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wave in support.
Okay. Anyone else want to address the bill? Very good. Does any member want to debate the bill or have any comments on the bill? Yes, Representative Watson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a question to the presenter of the bill. Would you kindly give me a timeline as to how long you've been working on this with the industry, and do you feel that they've had adequate time in order to amass the information that we're requesting up for them?
And we're going to go back to questions in deference to the ranking member wanting to ask a question. And since we've got the time to do it, Representative Stuby, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do believe that they've been involved. All the stakeholders have been involved. As to the length of time that they've been working on this, I would defer to staff on that because I know that they've had the conversations with the stakeholders as well.
And actually, there's people in the audience that can address that. And if Mr. Russell wants to come up, Russick, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The industry has been working collaboratively with the Office of Insurance Regulation for a little over 2 years.
You have a question?
Well, just the second part of the question.
Yeah, go ahead.
The second part of it was, do you have adequate time to have all this information into the department so that we can move forward this and having it expedited at the time in which we say that it will go into effect?
Yes, ma'am, I believe we do.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And Representative Watson, I think there might be someone from OIR. Do you want to hear from them?
Yes, please.
Is someone here from the... If you give your name and then...
Certainly, my name is Joseph. I'm an assistant general counsel with the Office of Insurance Regulation. I've been involved with this, with the industry, for the last several years, and I can assure you that we've done our best to make sure that everybody along the way has been made aware of the provisions of this, and I'm not sure if I'm answering your question, but we've gone to great lengths and in conjunction with DFS to make sure that all the insurance agents are aware of this, and they've been given a considerable amount of lead time to start collecting the information. They've already actually engaged and started to collect the information that will be required. It won't be required to be filed until sometime next year. And I don't know if you have any specific questions or whether I answered the question that you asked.
And if you could appeal, we need an appearance card for our...
I have one.
Okay, great. If you just hand that in, that would be great. Okay, absolutely. Does anybody else want to comment or debate on the bill at this point? If not, I just want to make a few comments. Obviously, I'm very supportive of this bill, but when I did get the request, the $22 million caught my attention. It's quite an impact on the business, and I had a concern, like you did, Representative Watson, that wanted to make sure that the industry was supportive of this request of this additional regulation, and my investigation and discussions with numerous participants in the industry is that they are fully supportive of this, and with that assurance, I'm willing to support this bill going forward, and obviously that's why we're considering it. So I appreciate your question, and I just want the committee to know that there is wide consensus on this regulation. So with that, Representative Stube, you may close on the bill.
We've closed, Mr. Chair.
And thank you. And we will now do a roll call on the bill.
Representative Anton.
Yes.
Representative Gates.
Yes.
Representative Hudson.
Yes.
Representative Kerner.
Yes.
Representative Magar.
Yes.
Representative Ray.
Yes.
Representative Richardson.
Yes.
Vice Chair Santiago.
Yes.
Representative Stube.
Yes.
Representative Torres.
Yes.
Democratic Ranking Member Watson.
Yes.
Chair Wood.
Yes. And by your vote, we will show that ratification bill PCB-RORS 1405 reported favorably. Members, that's the only scheduled portion of our business other than our old business. And let me, several members of the committee have asked me where our oversight role continues with the recent presentation that we had from the Department of Revenue, and I certainly agree that we are not finished with our role in that particular matter, and I'm going to let our staff give us a report on where we stand with it. And in fact, as we continue to meet during the session, we will continue to give you an update on this matter so that our oversight responsibility continues until this committee is satisfied with the end result. So with that, I will recognize Mr. Rubottom.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On the two rules that Ms. Cookie was so concerned about, the exchange of evidence rule in the Value Adjustment Board hearings and the definitions rule in that chapter. Those matters are still proceeding in rulemaking, and the department's set another hearing for next Thursday out at their offices here in Tallahassee. And we're going to try to monitor that hearing and be able to report back after that in a couple of weeks. And at the same time, we're monitoring as Ms. Cookie and others raised concerns, see how that communications flow is going between the department and her. As far as the Chapter 12-9, those committees, there hasn't been a whole lot of time for the department to make major changes in their operations in that area, but we're monitoring that. We're looking to see what kind of rule amendments they may be putting together in that area. We're also looking to see them notice one of those meetings at some point. But if they don't meet and they don't notice, they haven't broken any promises to y'all, and if they don't make any decisions, they haven't done anything in the way they were doing it before. So we're going to monitor that. Rosie Watson has asked that I deliver to her a copy of that chapter of rules, and I just think you should expect it to take, you know, a good part of this session to see them make any movements in that area. And if there aren't any, you know, it's the time for y'all to reevaluate where you are on that. But the other is ongoing.
Okay, thank you. Any member have any comment or question on how we're going to proceed, or want to add anything or ask any questions? I think we've got a clear course of action for us to proceed. Okay. Any other matter of business that any member would like to bring before the committee? We will. We're starting to get some bills referred. Yes, Representative, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And you asked the question, so I thought I'd take the opportunity to recognize three of West Palm Beach Page and Messengers under the leadership of Carlton Cartwright here, who's a community activist from West Palm Beach as well, my district. It's great that they get to participate in the process. They get to watch. They get to learn. But what has really inspired me is the questions that they ask and how interested they are in the process. They gave me the third degree on the medicinal marijuana bill that we considered today in criminal justice. They asked smart questions, intelligent questions, and they're the future of our state. So I'm proud to have them here in committee, sir. Thank you.
And I would add that it's always good to see our citizens come up and participate in our government. So you're to be commended for making the long trip up from your community, and thanks for participating. Okay, members, anything else that we need to address? So if not, Representative Santiago moves that we adjourn. Thank you.